glad to hear you.
Well, I'm fine. I hope you had a happy holiday.
Well, they've kind of had us working a little bit. Chancellor just left last night, and I got the Joint Chiefs coming in early this morning.
I'm sorry to bother you. Everett suggested that I make this call to you.
Good.
As you know, I'm the ranking Republican on the Banking Committee. You've got a Republican appointment to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to make soon. The present incumbent leaves the job on the 22nd or 23rd of January. Yesterday, the Washington Post had an editorial saying that the Democrat who will be chairman of that committee is actively backing a young man who is not my nominee. And so this disturbed me a little. I have been supporting a young active, the head of an active bank in Utah named K-A-Y Randall. And Senator Durkin is backing me, so that this is the official party nominee.
Yeah, well, now, as I understand it, Wallace, y'all don't make them. We have to name someone of Republican philosophy, but we have the appointive power, and I don't want to get to the point. I don't want to appoint somebody that's obnoxious to you, but I don't want to transfer the appointive power to the ranking members or the minority members, anything, even though I'm always anxious to have your judgments on anyone in the party. Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Now, I never heard of the other one. I don't know anybody. I don't know who this fellow is recommending. Joe Barr, is it Joe Barr you're talking about? His appointment was made before I came in. The president had committed himself to it. I saw on the list of a good many people that they're considering for this through the real appointment section there. The man that you had recommended, and that they said that Dirksen is far, and I like to, I very frankly, it's kind of like leadership questions. I like to clear with the official leadership. Although, if I just appointed their people pretty damn soon, I'd have their administration instead of mine, maybe. But I want to consider their recommendations and take them into account and maybe have three or four people and ask them to be sure they're qualified. Matter of fact, I'm thinking of setting up a board on these independent agencies that I just submit a half a dozen names to, and like to do the judges to the Bar Association. So we can get some real top people. Now, I want your help. I think you're one of the ablest men in the Senate, and I want to work with you, and I'm not going to try any wild grandiose plans. I've spent the first month on this budget, and as I told Chancellor Earhart yesterday, he was an economist that turned politician. I was a politician that had to turn economist. So I need fellows like you in there, and so I'm going to be disposed to look to you for recommendations, not on just individuals, but policies too, and I appreciate you calling me. I know that you're just not a patronage-hungry senator. I know you want good men in there, and I just put you in the same place I was in for a good many years. I recommended people to President Eisenhower. I didn't get one out of five appointed, but he always listened and considered them, and usually I thought found as good a man or better. And that's what I'll try to do here, and your man is Kay Randall. Before I act on it, I'll carefully study it, and then I'll try to get back in touch with you.
Well, he's not a political hack.
I know that. I know you wouldn't be saddling one off on me like that. And I have the only thing wrong with you is that you don't belong to my party. I wish we had a few like you.
Well, I appreciate that comment. I've been voting against lot of the things President Kennedy wanted, because I'm essentially a conservative who came up out of a hardworking family.
I know that, and I want men like that. We need them, and we got to have them if we're going to keep this republic. And we're going to disagree and expect to. So I don't want unanimity. I want something like that as a good check and balance. That's what keeps us going. And You don't need to explain that to me. I'm glad of it. I might not want it sometime on my own measure where it's tied, make the difference.
I haven't seen any of those.
I am working on your budget, though, and I'm trying awfully hard to be as frugal and thrifty as your people are.
I'm very happy with what you've done thus far. Politically, you disturb me because you make it harder for any Republican to run against you next time.
No, I don't. No, I don't at all, because I'll make it easier for people like you to stay in, because you'll be in step.
Well, Mr. President, I'll appreciate your realizing my
position. I do. I understand it. I appreciate it, and I'll carefully consider it, and I'll treat you just like I'd like to be treated under the circumstances.
Thank you very much.
Bye.